In Kabul, Afghanistan, many people marked the end of the holy month of Ramadan today. The festival of Eid was welcomed by people celebrating the customs the Taliban had banned with music, laughter, and socializing. Children ran in the streets in their new clothes, played games, and visited friends and relatives. NPR's Jackie Lydon spent the day visiting Kabul residents in their homes.
Eid began on Saturday night in Kabul with the sound Kabulis would be familiar with. The sound of gunfire, tracer fire, mortar fire, only this time fired into the night sky in celebration. And as the sun came up on this grimly monochromatic city, so did the color and the laughter. Children in bright Eid colors, purple and green and pink, playing on a Ferris wheel and swings made from sticks and scrap metal. They were having a good time and doing it openly.
This is today's Eid and we are here to play. For playing we are here.
At another home, the lady of the house, Farnaz, had prepared all of the special holiday foods, a kind of meatball, cookies, and cooked spinach with lemon. She'd been listening that morning to the television and radio.
This Eid we heard our before songs from TV, so it's difference. Uh-huh. After 6 years, we heard it again, so it's there's difference between this Eid and Eids before.
But the songs had finished on television, so we asked Farnaz if she'd tell us what the lyrics were. What that means is congratulations and celebrate Eid. At this time of year, children traditionally henna their palms red and ask for money. People who have quarrels are supposed to mend them. Friends visit friends. And that's what Mark and Vicky Timlin were doing. They're a doctor and administrator who worked for HOPE, a non-governmental organization. For the first time as Westerners, they could openly visit one of their Afghan friends on the staff. Eid Mubarak, Mark cried out. Happy Eid. The friend they were visiting was Rangina Lodi, who worked with them in the clinic even under the Taliban, but they could never visit her at home. Vicky tried once and wore a burqa, but a pro-Taliban neighbor saw her put it on in the cab and reported her. Now, says Rangina, Eid means what it should, a welcome to her friends. Mark asks her how long it's been.
7 years ago.
This was the difficulty when we had foreign friends, but it was difficult to come in our house and even to meet in the outside the house. Even before the Taliban, it was difficult to have friendship. But now we feel that we have good friends and they are coming and going. This is like a surprise for us. We can't believe this. Like we are in another world. Everything has changed.
I think what people in America are curious about is it's difficult to do the most simple thing, like have a friend over for tea. This is a simple thing in life. And then suddenly your entire world is completely different. And I'm just wondering how that must feel to you.
It is 1 month past, but still I can't believe this. Still I'm worried if they be back, so what will happen? Still, because I can't believe this. Everything, this freedom.
Rangina did something else to make her guests feel that this Eid was special. While serving the traditional holiday nuts and sweets, she placed them on a lazy Susan that, when wound up, plays a tune you might recognize. In Taliban times, she still played it. But today, the sound of this music made it all that much more an Eid Mubarak, a happy Eid. Jackie Lydon, NPR News, Kabul, Afghanistan.